Our Frankfurt Locker Room Chat here begins on 2.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. This Locker Room Chat here provided by Winkle & Little Company and Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank, Frankfurt, and Community Healthcare System. Again, it's our final week here of Locker Room Chats, 2.1 KMZA. We start here with the Firmouth Cats girls head coach, Doug Thompson. Of course, a big win in the first round here of Sub-State over Canton Gala, 52-31, scoring the most points in a game this season, including a big game for Macy Watt, finishing with 16. But a chance here to take on the Centralia Panthers here coming up next Monday. But before we talk about postseason play, Coach, let's talk about your win earlier this week.
Yeah, no, last night we just had a really good win against Canton Galva. You know, again, we shot the ball well, especially in the first half. You know, we scored 33 points, which is the most we've scored. That's kind of our average. So to put that up in the first half, and, you know, we were ahead at 33-9, got off to a big lead. And, again, you know, Macy Wapp came off the bench, and she kind of had a career night. She hit five threes there. And, you know, but again, Ashlyn Dollinghouse and Lorelai Loizo, they also contributed 9 points, and Tessa Parthmer had 10. But, you know, I think we still have a couple seniors that didn't score, but I thought they really worked hard on the defensive end. And that's the thing I told the girls last night was, hey, even though you're not scoring, just continue to keep working hard on defense. Not very many people see that, but I definitely saw that, so.
One thing you can really say about this senior group, I mean, you kind of call back that volleyball season, their run that they had through Sub-State was absolutely incredible to get themselves a state tournament. And now you kind of have to have a same similar Cinderella story here as you're taking on one of the best teams in Centralia upcoming. But, you know, kind of recalling the senior class, what do you have to say about the senior class and the effort they have put in this season and all that they have done?
Yeah, you know, it's just kind of one of those big moment things. You know, I thought even with TVL, where they came out and played their best game against Blue Valley, you know, it's one of those things where they just know when their back's against the wall and they have to win. They just kind of find a way together to go do it. And it was a little bit of a struggle with volleyball, same thing with basketball, and then late they just kind of turn it on. So hopefully we can get some of that momentum and keep it going.
Upcoming here, you'll take on the Centralia Panthers, a team that you're very familiar with here in the Twin Valley League with. You just took on a couple of weeks ago. Coach, what are some things that you're going to see maybe differently here in this matchup to a team you've seen recently, but then also what are some keys here to getting this victory?
Yeah, you know, they put heavy pressure on you. So again, you know, just continue to keep working our half-court offense. At the beginning of the year, you know, we had teams were pressuring us in full court, and we were turning it over, giving up layups. And again, we've kind of gotten out of that. We've been able to take care of the basketball, now just trying to get to that last phase of setting up our half-court man offense. And again, they we're just going to have to cut really hard, set good screens, use them, and continue, and we'll just continue to keep working that on and in practice. But and then again, defensively, we're just going to have to really fly around and be aggressive and rebound. And you know, again, it's basketball. You know, hopefully you're making shots and they're not. So.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and again, thank you for joining us here each individual every week here, and including this final week here of our coaches shows. Coach, good luck.
Thank you.
That was head coach Doug Thompson with the Frankfurt Lady Wildcats. Again, upcoming here, they'll take on the Centralia Panthers next Monday. This locker room chat for Frankfurt has been provided by Winkle & Little Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank Frankfurt, and Community Healthcare System. Upcoming, we'll talk to head coach Adam Schreiner with the Frankfurt boys.